Geo testing.
Welcome to Tango Mobile.
They're doing fast, Rusty. In 0TR.
Lock gate across the entrance to the property. All I can see are a couple of these shipping type containers, one small one, one slightly larger one, sitting under canopies that are built there, and a gravel area inside, and no trespassing and private property signs everywhere. I take my pictures and I leave.
Everything got there that's so secretive.
I don't know, but the property's being sold to somebody else, so that's all I know. I got the bank. The bank sent me out here to contract with us to come out here and do this, so I did my job.
Well, seems like a lot of trouble to guard an empty field, doesn't it? They're probably getting ready, though. There's a lot of people go out and steal construction equipment anymore, I've heard. But if it ain't tied down, it's eligible to be kiped, as we used to say in the old days.
Up there is a couple of containers. There's some kiddie play. There's some kiddie playground equipment, like one of these little one of these houses with the slides and things on it, and a tractor sitting underneath the canopy at one of the two containers. So I don't know. Just a big gravel.
I don't know if you just dropped out or just the way it sounded. I pulled up by a semi here.
Chris, I don't know. And then lots of woods and greenery out beyond there. What can I say?
Dead spot there in Lyman. That's all right. I got most of it. You know, it's pretty near a flatbed semi, but they usually are not a problem. Oh, goodness. Well, I ordered me some new aluminum fence wire for a beverage this morning, and seemed like I had better luck with that than I did that copper wire, so that's what I want to replace it with, and I had better silencing of the static and that on CW with that than I did the copper wire, and it was on the ground, bog, so I'm going to go back and put it back up like we originally put it up years ago.
But give me a holler. If weather's cooperating and I have not got anything scheduled, so I'd be glad to come over and help. And all I got to figure out, it wouldn't do me any good to put up a beverage antenna or any, you know, much in the way of other things, because I don't have one input on my radio, you know, one antenna input on the radio, and I would have to figure out how to build something extra that would work for that. And on top of that, my tuner's only got two inputs in. Well, it'll take a straight wire too. I could probably hook a wire to that for point, but I'd have to flip back and forth all around to get that. So anyway, but you know, that's why I don't have a beverage antenna or anything like that, just a receive antenna up, because it doesn't, I have no place to hook it up.
I think Bob had troubles with his too. They're very simple, but it just stopped working right, and I hate that static. Boy, used to be, after you guys come out that time, I could just hit that button and kick it over to the receive antenna, which the 590's got an input for that, and that sucker was just like night and day. What I'm wondering is, the neighbor had solar put in, and after that, it seemed like it was a problem. I don't know if that was coincidence or if it was the solar, but those things got to have inverters on them, and I don't think she got any battery backup or anything like that, but there's a lot of panels up there, and I don't know, you know, about their noise generation, so it's very easy to put it back up. It won't be any problem just for Bernice and I, but I appreciate the offer, Rusty. The only thing I worry about is poison ivy walking out through there.
had to have some special, he had to have some special filters put in to filter out the noise from the solar system. So, yeah, that's where your noise is coming from, Tom.
Thing is pointed 0.34 degrees, I think it is, or 0.38. It's pointed towards Europe, and that's exactly pointed towards that solar system there. And so, it might not do any good, but it was only $20 for the wire, so it wasn't like buying coax nowadays.
What you mean, coax is expensive, and everything, so... Anyway, well, I'm pulling in here to the Publix, and doesn't look like it's crowded right now, so I'm going to get a parking place down near the front so I don't have to walk so far. And then when I get through here, I'm going to head back to the house and upload all my stuff and see where it's going. And down here at the other end of the parking lot of the Publix is a Highway Patrol cruiser, one of their ones they've got that's the SUV, with lots of blue lights flashing on him, and he's got somebody cornered in the park, in the corner of the parking lot. So somebody obviously did something wrong. Anyway, Tom, I'll talk to you later. You and Bernice have a good one. N0TRW2T.
Okay, Rusty, have a good day. You know, I think I might even get some gas over here if there ain't a big line. Take care. NW2T, N0TR, click.